recommended to the board.
Okay.
So I didn't hear back from them. So and what I did is, this is an investment property. This is a being operated as a hotel at the time of best use. And so I supplied 3 years of income expense. And I also gave you a star report as of, it was December 24th, to show the ADR, the occupancy, and the RevPAR. Then I gave you guys, I produced a pro forma based on historical income and expenses, and what I felt was an appropriate cap rate due to the investment class of the property. So if you want to go through all that, I go through it, and if you have any questions, I'll try to answer them.
Okay, are you the you're the agent?
I work for an accounting firm,
right,
that was engaged by the taxpayer.
Okay.
Represent them.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you guys want to go through the evaluation here on this, or have you, or have, has what you've seen, are you satisfied with that? Go ahead, Susan.
One other thing, you know, I know that he's an accountant and he's doing these numbers, but per the state tax commission,
can you first hold on? Can you hear the assessor?
Yeah, I turned up my speaker as loud as I can. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
You can't count depreciation, amortization, any mortgage numbers, any tax numbers. None of those are allowed as an expense. The real estate tax, not allowed. You've got
128,000. Those were put into the pro forma, ma'am. I excluded any interest on the mortgage. I excluded any depreciation, any amortization, and I took out the property tax because that's a function of the assessment. I lowered the cap rate with the effective tax rate to account for the taxes.
Then
I've been doing this for 30 years. I would not make a stupid mistake like that.
Okay. All right. She hasn't seen them, I don't think, before today. So I think she was just giving you a general rundown.
Okay.
But okay. So I think again, to either of you guys want to go? Want him to?
Can you just make a statement that the value of this property is severely hampered by its occupancy. The historical occupancy on this is 25%.
Okay.
And that's the reason that the NOI is so low.
What's the number you are looking for? In other words,
I had a net operating income before pre-tax of $218,000. If we used an 11.5 cap rate, which is indicative of a Class C limited service motel, and then add the effective tax rate of 1.6%, that's an overall rate of 13%. That indicates a value of $1,664,000, say $1,007,000 at the highest. And the whole crux of this argument goes back to the vacancy. If you look at the STAR report, the STAR report is going to give you, if you look at the glance, the occupancy year-to-date was 24.9%. The competitive set in other hotels in Branson is 42.8%. So the running 12-month total for 24, we were at 24.9% occupancy. The market was 42% occupancy. So this property is suffering from, I don't know, economic obsolescence or the rooms are messed up. I don't know, but they're running at a low occupancy.
Okay, where is this property? We're looking at the aerial view.
2834, it's right on the 76
it's across from the upside down waterworks.
Is it across from waterworks? Okay.
There you go.
So that's a really high cap rate, and we don't have any proof on the cap rate.
I'm sorry?
I said, there's no evidence for the cap rate, and that's a really high cap rate.
I supplied you with a cap rate summary and a select service hotel. C-minus is 11.5%, and I would make the argument that if I'm an investor and I'm looking at this hotel that's getting 25% occupancy, that is a sub-C investment.
Do you have any kind of comps from this area as far as the hotels and what they're going for, any kind of comparables?
I didn't pull any sales, no.
So there's a lot of things here. I mean, we get our stuff. We work with Christian County, and they subscribe to CoStar, and they share those numbers with us. So just so you know, like on the low-income housing right now, and we've got a bunch of comps, the cap rate is 6.0, and then add the effective tax rate. So we're between 6.95 and 7.12 in our area, at least when we're doing the low-income housing, the cap rate. So on this one, it's a lot, and I'm just looking at his stuff here.
A 6% cap rate on this hotel, and you're comparing that to multifamily?
No, but I'm just saying, you're throwing numbers out, and I'm throwing numbers out. I don't have substantiation.
Hold on. Both of you are talking at once. I think because she hasn't seen this before, she was talking about the cap rate that she has been dealing with that. We agree that it's not the same thing.
So if we drop that cap rate to 10%, 10% would be indicative of a B.
Okay.
A B-class hotel. That would raise the value to $1,879,000, $1 million.
So can you pull up the P-Val on this, please?
I'm sorry?
Ask Jeff if she can pull up the P-Val.
We're passing some of this information along.
So if you look
along.
At the numbers up on that P-Val, where they've been for so many years, what the assessor is suggesting is less than the last 2 years, because it was 797,530, and she's suggesting 788,160, which is less than it was the last 2 years.
Yes.
You might not be aware, we tried to appeal this in the past, and we missed a deadline or something. We came into your office on the last day, and you rejected it, and so we've been waiting to appeal it and get it.
How long has the current owner owned it?
A number of years. This has been the same owner. They're out of Pella, Iowa.
Since 2017.
Okay.
Same owner. Since I've been in
it jumped up. It jumped up in 23, about 400,000. I assume that their occupancy rates. How long has this occupancy rate been there? Is that recent? In other words, what was...
No, this has been a ongoing issue with this property. So we filed an appeal with the Tate County clerk, and the date was... We did make it by the deadline, and so we did get the appeal at that time.
That was at 23?
Yeah. 23, yes.
Okay, and that's the year that it went up significantly. Went up about 20%. Okay, do you want to evaluate them based on what we have? Do you want to try to get some comps?
I think we need some closed comps.
Okay. Jesse, do you have any comment? Would you like to see some comps?
Yeah, I don't agree with the 11% cap rate.
All right. Here's what we would like to do. I mean, we want to give you the opportunity as well, but we would like to see if there are some comps as well to consider that. Do you think that you could potentially get some comps together?
I have CoStar.
I'm sorry?
You know what CoStar is? That's the real estate
right.
debt service. I have CoStar. I can run that.
All right.
So would you like me to...
If it was agreeable with you, we'd like to table this until the 11th and do that again.
Okay, that's fine.
And then
you'll call me on the 11th.
Yeah, we're probably going to set you in the afternoon, but we might call you in the morning if that's agreeable with you. I don't know what your schedule.
I'll be available for you.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. Based on the conversation here, I would make a motion that we table this matter until 7:11.
Okay.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. We'll talk to you on the 11th. If you could get us some information on that, we'd like to just some more time to look at what you presented to. Okay?
Hey, I really appreciate your time, and I'll talk to you again on the 11th.
Yeah, we just want to give you the opportunity to give us some more information if you can. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Now we just have the one at 1 o'clock, which is a Tyra.
Would you mind possibly calling this? Is this just a chateau? This is the guy from Effingham, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 41. Stephanie, would you mind calling and seeing if he might be able to take us up? I mean, I've called him twice. And then...
Yeah.
See if he answers the phone and just tell him that I don't expect. I mean, if he's also.
He moved it from 345 to 1.
It's a classification.
Yeah. I
mean, and just indicate that we probably think it'd take a minute, and he's the only thing we got left today.
Oh.
Didn't he?
Yeah. That's
how
I'm going to get this.
Why don't we go into recess until she gets back?
Okay.
BOE be recess.